The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
It is cold out there this morning, too. 27 degrees. We get up to near 50 today. We'll detail the forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Have you gotten that slip with your paycheck? No, not that slip, not the bad one that tells you not to come back next week. The good one that says we want you to help the United Way. The early bird phase of the campaign is winding down rapidly. We want to talk about that and how you can get in on maybe some early bird prizes. Joining us right now from the campaign, Jenny Posey, who works with St. Clair County. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
And Tracy DeCostin is here as well. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Jenny, how did you first get involved in the United Way in the first place? I mean, somebody must have taken you aside and said, we'd like you to work on the campaign this year.
Absolutely, yes. Originally, I was voluntold.
Voluntold. Yeah, you said that in the campaign kickoff, and I hadn't heard that term before, and I like that a lot. A lot of us get voluntold for things, don't
we? Yeah. It was probably 22 years ago. This is my 22nd year with the campaign. The United Way, you know, when I got to learn a little bit more about it, I really learned how great it is and how much it does for our community and all the different organizations that United Way supports. So it's a great, great way to give back to your community and hit numerous organizations with one single contribution.
Yeah, it takes all the guesswork out of who should you support, who needs the help the most. The United Way
correct
sorts all that out. Did you, Tracy, get voluntold to help out, or did you decide that you wanted to get involved on your own?
I did not get voluntold. I actually chose to volunteer. I believe in the United Way and the organization, and I'm at a point in my life, I have adult children, and I really wanted to volunteer my time. The one thing that's important to me is the most important thing you can give to people is your time, whatever that might be, whether it be your family or an organization. So I was very excited to hop on board with Jenny and co-chair the government division this year with her.
So that, and by co-chairing the government division, the two of you have to go around to all the various different municipalities, townships, and city halls and things like that and talk to government workers, right?
Correct.
Yes. It's been a great campaign. It's been a challenge trying to get out. You know, I think a lot of people still are a little reluctant due to COVID. So,
sure.
But we are doing our best to get out there, get in front of as many government agencies as we can to let them know and show them what United Way is doing for their community and their constituents.
Well, what do you say when you have a chance to talk to somebody, Tracy, one-on-one about the United Way, and they're saying, well, I don't know if I'm going to give or I haven't really decided what to do yet. What do you tell them?
The good thing for me is United Way has touched my family personally. I have a developmentally disabled sister, and she is verbally challenged, and she needed a special phone. She needed a phone that had pictures on it. They're very expensive, and I had worked with my family, and this was before I got involved with United Way, and we had reached out to United Way, and they had covered the expense of the phone for her. She also attends the ARC, which is part of the program that United Way contributes to, so I do have a special connection with the United Way in a sense of using their services and having family members that have been touched by it. But I also, I guess when I look at the big picture, overall, I think it's important to stand up for things that are important to you, and everybody should look at their own self and see where they can give, whatever that might be. And some people can't give monetary, like we're asking with their little pledge sheets. So giving your time to United Way is also acceptable.
Yeah, absolutely. Jenny, how about you when you get a chance to talk to people about the United Way?
Well, one of the things I like to hit on is the pledge cards that they get is via their employer. The payroll deduction, it's a super easy way to give. It's a very minimal impact on yourself personally because you can take $5 per pay. And quite honestly, most of us don't miss $5, you know, each paycheck. So, and $5 per pay can equate to a significant amount. If everybody gave just a little to give back to the community, it makes a huge difference. I also ask people to take a look at the back of the pledge sheet. It lists all the 40 different programs and services provided, so they can designate a gift as well. So if there's one charity that really speaks to someone, designate your gift. Make it so that particular charity that you favor gets your dollars.
And this is the time to do that, because probably by now you should have at your workplace. We got ours, I think, in our last paycheck, that slip that you the payroll deduction form to fill out. And
absolutely.
And that early bird period is winding down quickly, isn't it?
It is. It's coming up really quick. The early bird deadline is November 15th. And that's a really great incentive from our sponsors. We've got two incentives. One of them is the early bird drawing, where every employer that has participation of 33% or more gets their packet in by November 15th. They are eligible for a drawing. First place is $250, second place is $150, and third place is $100. And
nice.
Then every, let's say, WPHM wins.
We did once, by the way.
Yeah.
I want to do it again.
So all the employees that give will be drawn, and some lucky person will get $250 then. So it's a great program.
Absolutely a great program indeed.
The second one is new, and it's the campaign coordinators. So every business that has somebody coordinating their campaign, they're eligible for a specific drawing as well.
Okay.
So $50 there. So it's a great program.
All right. November 15th is the deadline.
Deadline.
For early birds.
4 p.m.
So get them in by then. And that helps to give you a sense of how the campaign is going too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It gives us lets us know how much harder we have to work for the rest of the year.
Now, is it hard work or is it fun or is it a little of both?
It's a little of both. We're definitely having fun with it. That's for sure. Our goal this year is $1.1 million. So we're working hard to achieve that. I know last year was a struggle with COVID and what that looks like to everybody, but we are having fun, and we will continue to work on this even past the early bird date.
Right. Well past the early bird date.
Right. Yeah, work doesn't end with early bird, but
no.
It certainly is an important date to keep in mind. Jenny and Tracy, thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for all that you do for the United Way, and thanks for telling us about it today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right, thank you. It's